Thank you so much for tuning into a service with Hope Family George. We hope it inspires you and helps you with your journey with God.
Who else is worthy, Lord? How good is it to be in the presence of God today, hey? Hey, absolutely incredible. Who else is worthy? There is no one, only you, Jesus. Can sing that song again and again and again. Who else is worthy? Our Lord, our King, our Savior, our God, our friend, our comforter, our source of hope, our teacher. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for your goodness and your grace, Lord. And this morning we come before you, Lord, just to surrender to you again. It's the beginning of the month. We just want to, well, the first Saturday prayer, Lord, just commit our month into your hands, Lord. Commit our lives into your hands, Lord Jesus. Commit our future into your hands and say, Lord, we need you. We've come to worship you, come to put you in your rightful place in our hearts and our lives, Jesus. And ask you just to move in us, Lord, as we seek your face, Jesus. Amen, amen. You can take your seats for a moment. Thank you so much, worship team. Thank you, Caitlin. Really is wonderful. If you are familiar, we are at the moment working through the book of Psalm chapter 33. And it's our theme for the year. And so it'd be appropriate for us just to look at it again this morning. Every single time I read it, it's like something else jumps out at me. I just get so excited by it. It's such an amazing, amazing psalm. But it's true about the whole Bible. You know, every single time we read and spend time in the Word of God, there's just so much there. The Word of God really is alive and active, and it speaks to every part of who we are. So let's read it together. Psalm chapter 23 from verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." What a declaration. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I lack nothing. Doesn't mean I have everything I want, but it does mean I have everything I need. I lack nothing. And if I don't have it, I obviously don't need it. Well, I don't need it. I might want it, but I don't need it. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me besides quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. The deepest part of who I am, where it's so easy for it to get dry, so easy for us to fall into the trap of trying to go through our lives and actually running on empty. But he refreshes our souls. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I love that. It changes from being a shepherd to being a host. So he's a shepherd host. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He welcomes and then he's preparing a banquet for us. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. On Sunday, we touched on Psalm chapter 24. Psalm chapter 34, verse 4. Let's read it again. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Like we said on Sunday, that we go through difficult times. We go through challenging times. We go through testing times. We go through dangerous times. And I was thinking about that. Sometimes the darkest valleys are times when we're going through dark valleys, when we're going through difficult times, the valley of the shadow of death. But also realize that sometimes the most dangerous times are when everything seems to be going well, because we relax. As I often say, the biggest danger to success is success. when everything seems to be going well, actually, we're often at our most vulnerable. But whether it's we're going through a testing time or whether everything seems to be going well, we are always in danger. Why? Because we are sheep in need of a shepherd. Whether we realize it or not, we are always sheep, always in need of a shepherd, and always need his guidance. We can never get to a place where we feel self-confident and self-reliant. We never can get to a place where we think we know what we're doing. We got this. As soon as we think that, we're in trouble. As a matter of fact, that's the most dangerous time of our lives where we think we're good. I'm good. I know where I'm going. I know what I need. I know what I should eat and shouldn't eat. No. Let's never fall into that trap. We are sheep and not goats. We need a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd and I need him. I need him every day. I need him every morning. I need him. I will never stop needing him. And so we always need to have a posture of dependence on him, saying, God, I need you. God, I need you. When I wake up in the morning, God, I need you. When I go to bed at night, God, I need you. Lord, I want you to be constantly on my mind. Lord, I want to constantly depend on you. God, I want to constantly have my ear attuned to you. God, I need you. God, I need you. There's the idea of the rod and the staff. Rod is the stick and the staff is the shepherd's hook. I think we've got a picture of the shepherd's hook over there. Long stick with a hook on the end. Primarily to get the sheep by the head and or by the neck and lift his head up. And it's obviously an uncomfortable thing to be, you know. Sometimes when you've got dogs, if you have dogs, we've got two little white fluffy dogs. They're very cute. I'd love to say they're leash trained, but they're not. They're quite determined. But you've got the leash and you're like. We used to have a boxer that was uncontrollable. Hilux. Good name for a boxer. I could take him for a walk. He was so determined. You're like, you think he's going to damage his neck. Stubborn. Pulling on the leash, pulling on the neck. And we can be like that. We can pull on the shepherd's hook because we want our head down. We're determined to go where we want to go. We think we know what's right. And we end up hurting ourselves. Why does a shepherd need a hook? Because sheep, they think they know what's right, but they actually don't. We need guidance. We need a shepherd. The Lord, you are my shepherd. You are my shepherd. Sometimes we find ourselves eating things that we shouldn't eat. Drinking things that we shouldn't drink. Going places that we shouldn't go. Thinking it's good for us, but God's like, Sometimes I think we fall into the trap of thinking, freedom! No, I don't want freedom. I want God to guide me. My comfort is in his guidance. My comfort is in his restriction. My comfort in his saying, no, that's a bad idea. We seem to want to be our own person and think, well, if I'll only be happy when I'm free and all these rules and why does this and can't I just do what I want to do? No. There is safety in the staff. There is safety in the hook. There is safety to say, don't do that. And the more I can listen and turn my ear into him, the more he guides me into what he's got for me. As Christians, as sheep, we walk differently. There's other people out there that go where they want and do what they want. We don't do what we want, we do what he wants. We submit to him. We are people in need of a shepherd, and we have come to the realization that we need a shepherd. Other people wander off and do things and, why you don't do this and why don't you don't drink that? And I've got a shepherd. I'm listening to his voice, not yours. I'm walking, I'm living according to what he wants, not what I want, not what you want. I'm not going what seems good to me, seems right to me, seems right to this world. No, I'm a sheep that is submitted to my shepherd. I want to live a life of submission to him. I want to live a life that brings glory to him. I lift my head up, to lift our heads, to turn our attention to the Lord, to not focus on what's in front of us, but to turn our attention to him. Psalm chapter 121, verse 1 to 2 says, I lift up my head, my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Sometimes when we lift our heads, we get a better perspective. Otherwise, we're just focusing on what's in front of us, but actually there's something bigger going on. There's often a bigger story that's unfolding in our lives, and we can get a tunnel vision just looking at what's in front of us, and actually we need to look, lift up our heads and get a different perspective, get God's perspective on what's going on. I lift up my heads. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Marina often quotes this passage out of the book of James. It talks about these two types of wisdom. And she says that wisdom that comes from the Lord focuses on heaven and leads to heaven. But wisdom that comes from this world focuses on this world and leads to eternal death. Like, there's two different types of wisdom. We've got a wisdom that focuses on what's in front of us, focuses on consuming and getting, a sheep, head down, looking for food, trying to find what he wants, eating. But that wisdom leads into trouble. But there's another wisdom that lifts his head up, focuses on the Lord, and leads to something amazing. Set your minds on things above and not on earthly things. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 2 says, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? So often we're spending our time and attention on things that we don't actually need. Matthew 5 verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. God, I lift my head to you. God, I know that you are the one that gives me everything that I need. You are my all, God. To lift my head to you. As we go through the rest of 2026, maybe a little phrase that should be going through our minds the whole time. Lift your head. Lift your head. Lift your head. If you're going to get a little tattoo, maybe that would be a good idea. Lift your head. Now, I'm not saying you should get a tattoo, but I say, if you are going to get a tattoo, lift your head. If you're going to write something, lift your head. Lift up, look up. Look to the Lord. Look to him. So I love about worship this morning, how beautiful is this, hey? Why? Because it causes us to lift our heads, to look to the Lord, his goodness. Every single morning when we wake up, do we look to coffee? Not that coffee's bad. Or do we look to the Lord? God, where does my help come from to get through the day? Oh, I just need a cup of coffee. God, actually, I need you. Actually, I need you. God, I need you. Lift your head. Let's lift our heads. Let's continue to lift our heads as we go through life. Not fighting against his hook around our necks, but choosing to lift our heads. I think the shepherd only uses the hook for stubborn sheep. Let's not be stubborn. Let's use the lift our head before it's needed. Can I ask you to stand with me? Let's come before God this morning again and just soften our hearts before him. God, this morning we're coming to you again, God. We just, Lord, we need you. God, we need you. This morning we just want to lift our heads again to you, Jesus. Lift our eyes to you again, Lord. Where does our help come from? From you, God. Where does our leadership come from? It comes from you, God. Lord, you have everything that we need. And we just want to submit ourselves to you again and say, Lord, you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for your goodness. We're going to another song now. Let's just open up our hearts to him and focus our eyes and our attention on him again.
Stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Send through your prayer requests, praise reports, or any questions you might have to 062-214-2814. That's 062-214-2814.